Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Away from Mac Morey taking over with one word. Right now, Texas Tech is taking over the world of college football for all the wrong reasons. They just keep burying themselves, and they're not doing themselves any favor. They sat together, I guess, their athletic department, and talked for however long.
Who'd they talk to?
Each other.
Each other. That's right. They're in their own ecosystem there, right?
And to spare you the 21 minutes of audio, Mac has cut it down to a minute and 27 seconds.
How would you correlate this with our vote in November that we didn't want to strengthen gambling?
Yeah, we all talked about it back in November. We voted not to permit gambling by athletic department staff members, coaches, or student-athletes on sports that the NCAA has a championship event in. There seems to be a stigma that exists around, is sports gambling a mental health disorder? And I will tell you, last night in Houston, after we spoke, I had two separate individuals come up to me and share with me their addiction recovery. And one of them was a gambling addiction. And the gentleman shared with me, it is a mental health disorder. And I have so much respect and admiration for the way that Texas Tech is standing behind and supporting Brendan Sorsby and stay the course, because it's real. So I think there's a conversation that Texas Tech can be a part of and lead to the degree that our colleagues will engage with us on how we address these matters going forward, because this is a very difficult situation and there needs to be more conversation around it.
Okay, I will say this. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple. You can support the guy. You just don't play the guy. He can still be a player that you support, but he is a non-uniformed player at Texas Tech. Texas Tech is going to end up ruining college sports. This is ultimately, guys, I think, what ends college sports as we know it today, because you've got, 16 teams in the Big 12 now, 15 of them want nothing to do with Texas Tech. Texas Tech is threatening to get lawyers involved, like take this as far as they can possibly go to get this kid to play. I can't believe they are dying on this hill for this kid, because everybody is so – it's going to be unbelievable to see what happens here. But I think this is ultimately what's going to do in college sports, because everybody's going to try to run from Texas Tech. The Big 12 may end up collapsing over this because teams don't want to play Texas Tech. It is a bad situation, man.
If you want to support the guy, don't put him on the football field. Like Bob said,
yeah.
If you want to support the guy, get him help. Get him away from gambling websites. Don't put football in his, peripheral.
If you got a mental health problem, you are not fit to do that job right now. You need to get the help. And playing football is not the help you need.
Like, if I was suffering from an addiction, I'm not. But if I was, I know my support system on this show, Mac and Bob, would call me and say, hey, I know you want to do the show. I know you want to do this.
but it's not time for you to do the show right now. You need to get well. You need to get away from it. Turn your phone off. Turn sports off. Get right. And then you can come back. It's fine. That's just the way that mm-hmm. you support people. And a guy who's gambled on his team 9,000 times and over $90,000 or 90,000 times with $9,000 yeah. right now playing football. And some people would say, well, maybe what he needs to do is just play football. No. What he needs to do is get away from everything and just –
I would think football would be a trigger for your gambling addiction, since that's what you were betting on at that point in time.
And but, I can give it to even to another point is our buddy Scott Parks. Mm-hmm. He talks about it all the time. He's open about it with us. He does it on his show and all that. He won't go to an event if it's at a bar. Like, he just won't do it because he knows in the heart of his heart he's going to be like, oh, I want that.
And then
that's
going to have one. Right. Yeah.
It's going to start a slow.
Look, I'll be honest. I know where I am in my life right now when it comes to the booze. And I'm trying to wean myself off as much as possible. And, yeah, going to certain things, you're like, okay, thank God they've got good NA beers right now. And I'm not saying that because I have an addiction or anything like that. I'm just 50 years old and I'm tired, right? And so, but I know how I am as a human being. One is never, for me, where I stop. And it's been like that for my whole life with everything, guys. It's why I was 300 pounds. It wasn't one order of chicken wings. It was 10. It wasn't a twofer from Shuttle that I split with somebody. It was for myself, right? I just keep going and going and going. So I understand how these addictions work and that addictive personality, because I have it as well. And so I have to be very conscious of it every single time that I go somewhere. And it's as I get older and older, I'm trying to do it even more and more and more and be conscious of it. But to Scott's point, to a lot of points, sometimes it's best not for me to go somewhere if I don't want to participate, you know, in those activities. And so for this kid, again, support him and give him the help that he needs, but he can't be near your football program, because what that has a direct impact on everybody else in college sports, because now we're looking at this. I mean, we had a coach in the Big 12 yesterday say he's going to start to teach his kids how to cheat and gamble and talk to Vegas odds makers because of this, if they're going to let this Sorsby kid play. This is where we're getting to right now with all of this. He's going to ruin college sports, and he needs to go, and he cannot play for Texas Tech. He just can't, because then everything comes into question about credibility and if this stuff is real. And the last thing that sports wants are fans with their tinfoil hat on not believing it's real.
This was shame on Texas Tech.
Yeah, this is their president on Brendan Sorsby.
Yeah, I think right now so many people are pointing the finger of like, well, he's going to play. He can play is what the judge said.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is get him into a healthy space to where he feels great about what he's doing and he can deal with this addiction in a healthy way. And that's day by day.
Mm-hmm. And that's not game by game.
No, it's not. It's he's done for forever. He should never play college sports again. That's where the NCAA, I don't care what the courts say, you're not welcome here. Like, we see it all the time in the NFL, right? People will say, well, he was cleared by the courts. Yeah, but he wasn't cleared by the NFL, because that's their business, right? And so he may have been cleared by the courts, but the NFL is still giving you a 6-game suspension. They can still rule and overrule what courts say, because they're a business, right? They're a business. They want you representing their business in a good way. And if they feel you're not representing their business in a good way, they don't care what the courts say. They're still going to levy a suspension on you. That's where the Big 12 and the NCAA need to come in and say, I'm glad the court said this, but as long as you're playing under our rules, he's not playing. It's not that hard. I don't care what the court says. This is now a private institution, a private entity, a private conference, and we're making the rules that say, yeah, we're glad the court said that, but as the conference who governs this, we're not allowing that, just like the NFL does.
Screw Texas Tech, honestly, because...
Who's worse, college athletic directors or politicians?
And they're both one and the same.
I mean, they're all slime, right? I mean, this guy's a slime ball down here at Texas Tech trying
to
do this.
All five of those guys that were speaking for 21 minutes to themselves and patting themselves on the back were awful. And using mental health as a shield and to victimize us, gaslight us, and to guilt us and to think, oh, we got to feel... No, just because you have a diagnosis, a disorder, whatever you have... That's something that you have to go learn how to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Tomlinson's a great comic, and she's got a bit on her special on Netflix where it's like, I have anxiety, anger disorders, all these things. I can't go swim in the deep end without my floaties. Like, I've got to put my floaties on. That's on me.
Right.
And so, yes, I feel for him. It is an addiction. He needs mental help. But shame on Texas Tech for using this as a shield to say, oh, no, it's mental health, so that means everything's okay. You're right. It is mental health. It is an addiction. And you are enabling You are enabling it, and it's disgusting.
I think it's a really good point, Mac, because we're in a day and age where mental health is very serious, and you and I have talked about it. We've seen therapists. I'll admit it. I don't care. I don't have any problem with that.
Of course not.
How important the mental health is today, but to use it as an out and to just throw it out there like, oh, it's a mental health thing. We're all supposed to just go, okay. Yeah, you're using it as a prop is essentially what you're using it as. Mental health is a real thing.
Yes.
Don't just throw that around.
One word.
First name is Blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
That's right, One Word brought to you by the Sand Trap on this Friday, a great spot that has delicious food, cold drinks, TVs galore to watch your favorite sports teams. You've got the World Soccer Championship tonight with the United States going to the pitch against Paraguay. The Sand Trap is located in the northeast corner of Blue Ridge and Holmes in South KC. And at the Sand Trap today, $13 smash burger taco. Max had it. It's delicious. You can also get a $16 10-ounce steak, baked potato and green beans, $7 vodka Red Bulls, and $2 off glasses of wine. All of that at the Sand Trap today.
Let's get to it. Let's start with some Chiefs news. Yesterday, Wanya Morris traded. Chiefs trade him and a 7th-round pick to Atlanta. The Falcons give the Chiefs in return back a 6th-round pick in 2027. One word, Wanya Morris, gone.
Depth. And what I mean by that is they've got a lot of it now in the offensive line, and this just made him expendable. And you get a pick back in a draft that everybody says is going to be stacked next year, right? We've been talking about the 27 draft since before the 26 draft happened. So you get a 6th-round draft pick out of that, and Wanya Morris now gets an opportunity to go to Atlanta and play. He was at a dead end here.
Luxury.
One word, some unfortunate, disturbing news. One word, Phil Mickelson, no longer a member at the Farms Golf Club outside San Diego. A female club employee accused the 6-time champion, major champion, of inappropriate contact with her before a round. He has now been kicked out of that golf club. One word.
Pig.
Richard. Something tells me that's going to get brought back up later today.
One word, Spurs fans selling their tickets. Looks like 37% of the sales for Game 5 are, which is tomorrow night, are from New York. The get-in price is also surged by $1,000, which is telling you the New York people are raising the tickets. One word.
Yeah, smart if you're a Spurs fan to sell that ticket. Yeah, absolutely. Go make your nut back. I would do the same thing. You're down 3-1, a devastating loss the night before. New Yorkers are willing to pay. You have a chance to make a lot of money on these tickets. 100% sell and see what happens, because it's not a game that you care about, quite honestly. It's 3-1. If you win, you're still down 3-2. If the Knicks win, they win the whole thing. New Yorkers want to be there, and so they're willing to pay for it. If I'm a Spurs fan and I have those tickets at this point of the year, yeah, I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, account, as in bank account. Why not? You want to see your team get beat and lose a championship and have another team celebrate on the floor? No chance.
From Good Nut to Monica McNutt, she's trying to explain herself after being caught on a hot mic saying, Taylor Swift, why is she here? She's not a Knicks fan. This is what she had to say. TMZ caught her in the streets.
I did not know, but here's the deal. Context, I literally just did a piece on Celebrity Row. I've been with this organization for 5 years. I know these folks. Ben Stiller, his wife, Christine, like Fat Joe. Like, I had not seen her here this year or last year. And we just saw her in Cleveland with her fiance. Obviously, Travis supports the Cavs. She didn't have any Knicks paraphernalia, so I did not know of her Knicks loyalty. Or shout out to T Swift, like, we could be united in orange and blue. Like, it's fine.
Okay, I love that. So you're standing on it.
I mean, I did not know. I apologize if I'm wrong, and apparently I'm wrong, and that's fine, but I did not know, because we've seen, come on now, every celebrity that's a Knicks fan been in the building this year.
Timothy Chalamet.
Come on. So, it's all good.
Now, we got to put it out there. So you said that she has a...
Okay, so I'll say this. Taylor Swift isn't a celebrity. She's Taylor Swift. She's in a different category than anybody else in this world. I'll say weak. She tried to apologize, but still tried to say she was right in all of that. And she wasn't. And, yeah, she's supporting her boyfriend in his hometown. How would that have gone over if she sat there with a Knicks shirt? It would have been like Elaine wearing an Orioles hat at the Yankee game. It's probably given to him by the owner to sit there. You got to respect who gave you the tickets.
Yeah, my one word would be poor. That was a poor example of like trying to like, you know, cover up, but whatever. It doesn't really bother me, I guess. But yeah, you slipped up, you said what you said, and you semi-owned it.
Yeah, semi. Yeah.
Semi.
Yeah,
I said it, but.
Yeah.
I know Ben Stiller.
If okay. I was wrong, which I guess
it's
I
like,
was.
It's like when you're like, yeah, you know, I'm sorry that I yelled at you, but, you know, you kept doing this thing. It's like, no, stop.
Yeah. Sorry. It's tough to have a
and
a
we've
butt
all done that.
Yeah.
We've all. Sure. I think every one of us has probably had a butt in a sorry.
Oh, yeah. All my friends have big butts.
I cannot lie.
This is great. We've got World Cup stories pouring in. We've heard all the Algeria Lauren stuff.
Yep.
Rob Chalk, Algeria. It's been fantastic. Well, the Scottish have arrived. This
thank God these guys are here. This is going to be the show of the World Cup, man.
This is awesome, man. These people are fantastic. So first off, they put out a guide for people coming to the United States to say, hey, just so you know, when you're flying in the United States, don't use all your jargon that maybe you use here. So like in Scotland, they'll say peace for meeting a sandwich. Uh-huh. Like, yo, I've got a peace for you. Where here in the United States, that would mean you've got a firearm. You
right.
have a weapon. You are armed right now. Yo, I've got a peace, man. So they said, hey, do not cheerfully tell American airport security that your granny, quote, packed you a piece for the flight. And then this was some Scottish people when they ran out of beer on the flights.
We ran out of beer. That's my only complaint.
The pilot telling us when the beer ran out, he switched to wine.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to go and have a nice whiskey at my digs. And then I'm going to go out and hit the town. I'm going to find Cheers. That's what I want to do. I want to find Cheers.
It's the spot where everyone knows your name. By the end of the weekend, Boston will know the Scots, certainly by their attire.
So I don't know if you saw the other stuff that came out about the Scots. They landed at night or whatever. They came in at night. They got to their Airbnb. 6:30 in the morning, they're out in the front yard playing bagpipes and kilts in this neighborhood. What the hell is going on? The best part about that whole thing is they ran out of beer, but the reporter went to the pilot to get more information. The pilot said then they switched to wine.
No beer? All right, no problem.
We drank a plane dry once going to Las Vegas. It wasn't that big a deal. There wasn't that much on it. You know, it's a commuter plane. Coming from overseas, though, they load those things up. Those guys, and Scotland to Boston is probably about a six-hour flight. It's not that far because of where they're located. So those guys got after it on that plane. Imagine flying in a kilt, too.
Legendary. That's the one word there. That's just a legendary 100%. Move, man.
Oh, man.
So, you know about Tony Farmer, he does 49ers talk, and he has been incessantly in the depths, in the weeds on this Mike Vrabel, Diane Nemerissini thing. Any investigation, any video clip that's come out, Tony Farmer's maybe been the one who's even found it and been the one who dug it up. So, Mark Schlereth did a Q&A on Twitter yesterday, our guy, Stinky. He said, time for questions. Tony said, how concerned do you think Patriots are about the Athletic's investigation into the Rossini conduct? Mike seemed to leave the door open at his press conference to taking more time away. Do you think that report could be a thorn in the Patriots' side? Mark Schlereth answered, I think the entire league is nervous, .. One word.
True. Yeah, absolutely. This could be just the beginning. You don't know what's going to get uncovered.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's next to come out. And I'm sure every team in this league is looking around going, what do they got on us?
Yeah. Nerves, I think, is the thing, too, because like that's... Is this the tip of the iceberg? Mm-hmm. Like we said, or I guess I said a couple months ago, like how much more is under the water that we don't see, right? How many people are going, okay, I should probably delete some tweets. I should probably like call some people. It's like the Tiger Woods voicemails back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Tiger. Could you go to the original voicemail recording that says the number you've called? Because my wife's probably going to be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's scary too. I mean, that's another word. Like it's one crack in the foundation. We'll see how much erosion happens.
Who's going to be
college
investigating
football and
this?
NFL both dealing with it, man.
Well, yeah. Core. Which one is worse?
College.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's more at the forefront, but it's worse right now.
It's worse
NFL
because the college
could end up
stuff
being worse.
Could be, but I don't.
They're going to hide it. They're going to pay people to go away.
100%. We may not hear from Pablo Torre again if he continues to investigate the NFL. Here's $10 million. Please go away. But here's what I'm thinking about though with the NFL versus college. The NFL stuff, if there's more of this Rossini type stuff, it's gossip stuff. The college stuff is integrity of the game type stuff. And that's why it's a lot different, because now you're messing with the integrity of of the game when you start employing, and that's what you do now in college, you employ these kids to play. When you start employing guys that gambled on that sport, now you're messing with the integrity of the game. The Russini stuff is fun gossip for everybody else. You know, the people involved it sucks for, but the rest of us, we're watching a train wreck happen.
Yeah, it's tough. That's for sure. That is One Word, brought to you by The Sand Trap. Great spot with delicious food, cold drinks, TVs galore to watch all your favorite sports teams. It's located in the northeast corner of Blue Ridge and Holmes in South KC. Today on Friday at the Sand Trap, $13 Smashburger tacos, $16 10-ounce steak, baked potato and green beans, $7 vodka Red Bulls, and $2 off glasses of wine.
Smash.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Coming up next, Hall Pass. Who's yours? We know somebody's. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Carter Jensen, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty, weekday mornings starting at 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.